Homeland Security releases 9,000 illegal aliens into U.S. in 8 days, 1.1,000 released every day. By John Binder on May 16, 2019. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released about 9,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States over the last 8 days, federal data confirms. Catch and release totals obtained by Breitbart News confirm that between May 6 through May 13, roughly 9,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into a variety of American communities by DHS. This indicates that at least 1,100 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the country every day in the past week. The catch and release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities and dropping them off with the hope that they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. Today, there are anywhere between 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Over the last 8 days, the 9,000 border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. were mostly dropped off in El Paso, Texas, a community that absorbed 5,000 nationals in the last week alone. Additionally, 1,900 of the nationals were dropped off in San Antonio, Texas, as well as 1,600 released in Phoenix, Arizona, and 500 released in San Diego, California. Since December 21, 2018, the Trump administration has released 177,600 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S. The majority have been dropped off in San Antonio, where 69,200 have been released, and El Paso, where 61,500 have been released. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach has exclusively detailed at Breitbart News 3 executive actions the Trump administration and DHS officials could take to immediately end catch and release, including creating additional detention space where immigration court hearings can be quickly heard. Kobach has also warned that wage hikes for America's blue-collar and working class will not continue if illegal immigration levels keep soaring. At DHS's current rate, more than 40,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are released into the interior of the U.S. every month, and more than 10,000 are being released every week. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants, with the overwhelming majority, nearly 70%, coming through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign nationals to the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.